The Lagos state government over the weekend directed the reopening of the Oki Irin, Gworodum market in Lagos Island on Monday, following the signing of an undertaking by the traders for environmental cleanliness just as a 48-hour quit notice was given to traders operating under the Idumota Ebute, Aero police post area of Lagos Island. The directives were given by the Commissioner for the Environment and Water Resources, Mr. Tekunbo Wahab, when he led state officials on an inspection tour of the markets in Lagos Island, which was closed over 2 weeks ago due to flagrant disregard for the state environmental laws. Wahab, while undertaking the inspection, also gave a 48-hour quit notice to all traders, stall owners under Idumota, Ebute Aero police post overhead for indiscriminate erection of attachment stalls, which constituted dangers and environmental nuisance. He emphasized the need for everyone, including traders at all markets, to prioritize environmental cleanliness to prevent the spread of diseases. The commissioner said the inspection tour was embarked upon to check the level of compliance following the enforcement actions carried out to re-establish Igamodil, Gworodum, Bambata, Olusi, Alagbafo collectors and tertiary drains in the axis that were hitherto converted into lock-up shops and buildings, resulting to the initial sealing of the markets for some weeks ago. He said the traders along the re-established channel will be required to sign an undertaking to take ownership of the infrastructure and enforce environmental sanitation in the market, prevent indiscriminate dumping of refuse in the drainage channels while ensuring that waste bins are placed at designated points where PSP operators can easily cart them away. Wahab also ordered that the markets be reopened on Monday, urging market operators, traders to keep their environment clean and imbibe good environmental sanitation and hygiene practices, stating that it is not only essential for good health but will also attract patronage for business. Wahab explained the illegal process in which shop owners, traders had converted the setback of the drainage channels in the markets to stalls, impeding the free flow of stormwater and leading to breakouts of cholera, diarrhea, and typhoid fever, among others. He said if everyone makes good sanitation practices a daily affair in their shops and environs, it would save the citizenry from continuous visits to the hospitals. He recalled that the state government had banned styrofoam over a year ago as a result of its adverse effects on human health and the drainage channels, observing that some traders are still using and littering the market environment with the banned item, urging them to stop. Wahab emphasized that global warming and climate change are real, and as such everyone must become responsible for pushing back the climate challenges and effects as much as possible. During the tour, the commissioner also ordered the immediate sealing of Kabaran Global Nigeria, a Pongbon truck park on Adeniji Adel Road, after the expiration of several abatement notices served, stressing that the contractor that would repair the major road is expected to move to the site and the space had been allocated for the use of the contractor. The commissioner sounded a note of warning again to developers and residents who are fond of dumping building materials on the roads and drainage channels, thereby causing serious blockage to the natural flow of water, to desist from such acts, ordering the immediate sealing of a shopping complex under construction along Adeniji Adel Road. On his part, the Special Advisor on Environment, Olakunla Retimi Akodu, said good sanitation practices are not an individual responsibility but a collective responsibility for everyone to take action, adding, everyone cannot continue to accuse the government whereas people continually dump their wastes in drainage channels. He appealed to traders to desist from unwholesome waste disposal, as the generation of waste is an unavoidable aspect of man's existence, stressing that they must always discharge their wastes at designated places within the market premises. In an appreciation response, Alhaja Basir at Awalewa, who spoke on behalf of the Ayaloja of Gworodum Market, expressed appreciation to the government for opening up all blocked drainage channels. She promised that, henceforth, traders in the market and around the re-established channel will be compelled to promote good sanitation practices and will make it a priority. The commissioner was accompanied by the Special Advisor on Environment, Olakunla Retimi Akodu, Permanent Secretaries, Office of Environmental Services, Dr. Gaji Omobalaji, and Office of Drainage Services, Engar. Mahamuda Degbite, MD of LAWMA, Dr. Muiwa Gabadajisan, GM of LASWMO, Engar. Adefemi Afolabi, Kai Corps Marshal, Major Olatubosun Cole, RTD, and other ministry and agencies directors.